Hey, you were late. Hazar shall suffer for his prick's offense. And ropey... Fuck!
Even in the 17th century, you cannot get away.
The following film is unrated and not recommended for anyone under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here!
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction once again without David, who is in a house that's not a house yet, apparently.
No. It has four walls and a roof, and that's about it.
And not even all the floors.
So he's just shitting on the floor?
Yes. With the bird. With his chicken.
The cock.
The cock.
God damn it, why did Logan decide now would be a good time to show up?
I mean, why wouldn't it be a good time to show up?
Because we started at 7:30?
Why did we start at 7:30?
Because we always...
We don't start at 7:30, we start at 8.
We start the call at 7:30 to go through troubleshooting. You know this, you yell at me whenever I'm a minute late for it!
What's your point?
I hate you.
No,
why,
you don't.
Why do you sound like you're in a tin can?
How's that?
That is better. He stepped out of the tin can. All right, so now we have almost everybody. David's still gone, but I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight are my usual hosts, Logan, Sean, and Valerie, who's also the ref.
Oh.
Guests tonight are Nodachi and Lack of Sense, who, Lack of Sense, thank you very much for dealing with a bullshit setup in your friggin' vehicle to be with us.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate it.
No problem.
Yay. Yeah. And welcome, Nodachi.
Hello.
He's so perky, I like it. Tonight we have something very, very special. We're going to be reading The Farce of Sodom, or The Quintessence of Debauchery, by anonymous author. And this is done in playstyle, so everybody will have at least two characters assigned to them. The guests will have three. At least one person has said specifically they've been looking forward to us reading this iambic pentameter.
So I only have two characters?
Yeah.
What is?
I only have two characters.
What is a catamite?
I don't know.
We will find out.
We shall learn.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of words in here we don't know, because this looks very verbose.
Shakespearean.
Alright, so this is The Farce of Sodom.
No?
1689 by John Wilmot, supposedly. Documentation for the text info template information about this edition. Sister Projects, data item. The play was anonymously written. It is often attributed to John Wilmot, 2nd Earl of Rochester. Alright, Dramatis Personae. Bloximian, King of Sodom. That's me. Cuntagratia, his queen. That's Valerie. Prickett, really? The young prince, is Logan.
How fitting.
Swivia, princess, is Sean.
Yay!
Buggeranthus, general of the army, is Nodachi.
I'll bugger that army, all right.
Pocinello, pimp, catamite, and the king's favorite. Lack of sense.
You know it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Barastus, you know. Bugger Master General Logan. I gotta say, Logan, I hope that you keep that title after this fic, because I think you are Bugger Master General.
That should be his Discord name.
Yes. Penn and Thule, pimps of honor, are both going to be played by Sean.
Yay.
Lady Officina, she pimp of honor. Is
get that on a business card.
She pimp.
Fuckadilla, maid of honor, is Nodachi.
Oh my, yes.
Conticula, maid of honor, is lack of sense. Clitoris, maid of honor, is me. Flux, physician in ordinary to the king, is Nodachi. And virtuoso, dildo and merkin maker to the court. Is lack of sense.
I read that as Merlin Maker.
Do you know what a merkin is?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a merkin is basically a toupee for your genitals.
Awesome! So, it's like a fluffer, then.
You gotta get me one of those.
Man, those Canadian winters are cold. I'm sure merkins are a booming industry here. Alright, Actus Primus, Senna Prima, an antechamber hung with Aretine's postures. Enter Bloximian, Barastus, Pocinello, Pen, and Thule. Thus in the zenith of my lust I reign. I drink to swive and swive to drink again. Let other monarchs who their scepters bear to keep their subjects less in love than fear. Be slaves to crowns, my nation shall be free. My pintle only shall my scepter be. My laws shall act more pleasure than command. And with my prick, I'll govern all the land. Hell yeah, go my penis.
Well, your prick, you could be talking about your kid or something.
Your grace at once hath from the powers above a princely wisdom and a princely love, whilst you permit your subjects to enjoy that freedom which a tyrant would destroy.
You're so pimp when you're reading this.
Your royal attires will purchase more than all the riches of the kings of Zor.
I don't think that's a real place.
Doesn't matter.
May your most gracious cards and toss be still, as boundless in your pleasure as your will. May plentiful delights of cunt and arse be never wanting to your royal toss. May lust incite your prick with flame and sprite.
Ouch.
Ever to fuck with safety and delight.
My prick, Barastus, thy judgment and thy care requires, in a nice juncture, of affair.
My duty still my service to prepare.
Ye are my counsel all.
The bliss we own.
But this advice belongs to you alone, Barastus. No longer I my cunts admire. The drudgery has worn out my desire.
Oh no.
Your grace may soon to human arse retire.
This is fucking amazing.
Yes. I tell you I used to do theater?
No. Did I tell you I got kicked out of theater?
I can believe that.
I am not surprised.
My pleasure for new cunts I will uphold and have reserves of kindness for the old. I grant in absence dildo may be used with milk of goats when once our seeds infused. My prick no more to bald cunt shall resort. Merkins rub off and often spoil the sport.
Let Merkin, sir, be banished from the court.
Just like a dead hedge when the land is poor. It does not fit that cunt should wear a tower.
As for my queen, her cunt no more invites, clad with the filth of her most nasty whites!
Ow!
Oh, dude! That is one blue awful right there! Barastus, you spend your time I know not how.
The choice of buggery, sir, is wanting now. I would advise you, sir, to make a pass. Once more at Pocanello's loyal ass.
Arse.
Besides, sir, Penne has so soft a skin, 'twould tempt a saint to thrust his pintle in.
All right, hold on. I'm adding it to the list of things to call your penis. Pintle.
That's actually a refreshing
term. A pintle is a pin or bolt usually inserted into a gudgeon, which is used as part of a pivot or hinge.
What is a gudgeon?
Alright, what is a gudgeon? Gudgeon. A gudgeon is a socket-like cylindrical, i.e. female, fitting attached to one component to enable a pivoting or hinging connection.
Oh, okay.
It's also a kind of fish.
Good to know.
Your pintle is a fish.
Alright, keep going.
When last, good sir, your pleasure did vouchsafe to let poor Tully's hand your pintle chafe.
Ow.
You gently move it to my arse. When lo, arse did the deed which light hand could not do.
True, I remember how my sperm did flow.
Beautiful.
Jeff, can you get me some sangria, please? Truly, I'm in arrears to thy rewards, but let's be active while the time affords, and Pocanello for a mate, I'll choose. His arse shall make... Damn it! Fuck!
Shall for a minute! Damn it!
His arse shall for a minute be my spouse.
Thou spouse shall, mighty sire, though it be blind, prove to my lord both dutiful and kind. 'Tis all my wish that Pocanello's arse may still find favor from your loyal
tars.
Another name for penis. Tars.
Tars. Old English penis.
That's awesome.
It's showing me Latin.
Read.
Yeah.
And next to Tully, I will have a touch with Penne.
Oh, sire, you honor me too much. It was enough when me you did entrust as harbinger unto your harbinger. Royal lust.
Harbinger.
It's harbinger. It's right. You got it right.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I'm drinking.
But as from heaven your will can make us blessed, though we're unworthy when we have done our best, nor your affections dare we claim our rights.
Those who my pleasure serve I must requite. Henceforth, Barastus, set the nation free. Let conscience have its force of liberty. I do proclaim that buggery may be used o'er all the land, so cunt be not abused. That's the provision. This shall be your trust.
All things shall to your orders be adjust.
To Buggeranthus let this grant be given, and let him bugger all things under heaven.
Your indulgence shall be issued forth, from east to west, and through the south to north.
Is it me?
Yes!
Pay attention!
I had two drinks to take, fuck you!
No, fuck you!
You got that!
Fuck you!
Fuck you, goddammit, Reed!
Let Penne assist you in this grand affair, then to our royal citadel repair.
We shall obey.
Now, exunt Barastus and Penne.
They rhymed the stage line.
Yeah. Great sir, when last you were entombed within the straits of Fuckadilla's root room. You told her that her sperm did slowly come.
And what of that?
A plot. A plot reveal.
Against my honor? Pocanello, no! Hotel! Damn it, no!
Drink!
No!
Drink.
Lupita, no.
Okay, lack of sense, you're up.
No wonder she don't fuck as she was wont. Penne has been too familiar with her cunt. My liege, he swived her in her time of term. I saw him wipe the gleanings of her sperm. His reeking toss in tail of shirt he packed, seeking to shelter from the treacherous act. But the strange dye the traitor did relate which stiff with minstrel's blood stood up and stamped.
Fucking gross! Alas, poor Petty, I cannot blame the deed where nature urgeth by impulsive seed.
Yet 'twas a trespass without leave to swive upon his sovereign's prerogative.
His little tars doth but for mine prepare, so lightning before thunder clears the air. That's fucking beautiful. With crimes of this sort I shall soon dispense. Fuck. Hey, you were late. His arse shall suffer for his prick's offense, and ropey... Fuck!
Even in the 17th century, you cannot get away.
In ropey seed, my spirit shall be sent with joyful tidings to his fundament. Come, Pocanello, ere my pencil burns. In and untruss, I'll bugger you by turns. Exent! Sena secunda! The scene changes to a fair portico joining to a pleasant garden adorned with naked statues of both sexes in various postures. In the middle of the garden is a woman representing a fountain. Isn't it normally the other way around? Standing on her head and pissing bolt upright. Golden showers for everyone! Soft music is played, after which is sung by a small voice, in a mournful key. Who wants to be voice?
I'll be voice.
Can you do this very effeminate?
Yes, I can.
Or Harriet Potter?
Unhappy cunt, oh, comfortless, from swilling plenty, fallen into distress, deprived of all its ornamental hair, empty diet of the air, divorced and banished from this... from its dearest duck.
Quack.
That ooh, that's a hard word.
Proselyte.
Proselyte to pagan fuck.
Well, I couldn't tell what they were going to rhyme when they said duck.
Assist ye powers.
Block.
That bring down monthly flowers. Come away, and in a trice, congeal these thoughts of ice.
Congeal.
Congeal?
Congeal is the correct way to pronounce it.
It's so not.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
To Wikipedia.
Congeal.
Ah! Fucking Wiki right! It says congeal.
Comfort my cunt, or give me your advice.
Enter Cuntagracia, Officina, Fuckadilla, Cunticula, and Clitoris.
Sure, madam. You must fuck with some remorse. Since your divorcement from his royal tars, the day of marriage, you may just leave rue, since he will neither swive nor suffer you.
Well, so Valerie. Val, can you do Cuntagracia in your more masculine voice?
Tyranny does much argument my grief. Augment. Shit. I can commend all of my quants relief. My courses have been set up with grief and care. In all his pleasures, I can have no share. These girls, I'll warrant you, have enough to spare. I am not jealous, but envy must declare to all. Your pleasures are unjust. Not that I would deprive your cunts of food.
Whoa! Food does not go there.
Well, some people are into that. Don't judge.
I guess if I had a vagina, I would totally hide grapes in there so I'd have a snack during class, but otherwise, no.
I'd feed mine a cheeseburger.
Like, don't mix pussy and cat. For you, like me, are women flesh and blood, yet youth nor beauty can your crimes excuse.
Okay, let's see if I can get a Canadian accent going.
Hey!
What woman can a standing prick refuse? When love makes courtship, there it my command.
Mate.
What soul such greatness influence can withstand? I least offend you in your royal seed. He fucked for pleasure. And for very need.
That's so English.
He pressed it hard. I would have turned the spring, but that my duty was to obey my king. So friendly.
I must needs in her defense declare, to reconcile the king, it was her care. Had I a pentel privilege to choose, is prick for any other I'd refuse.
Ouch. Madam, I wonder such a noble mind should be to singularity inclined? He's but a man, and if you'll credit me, there's many others swive as well as he.
And that, all that and more, clitoris I allow. And do my faith to thy experience out.
Ow!
Yeah, ow. Thrust, where are you? A pintle I would have, though it deprived me of the crown he gave.
Okay. The next line is amazing. Yeah.
Your cunt may claim a subject's liberty, though he a tyrant to your honor be.
Oh, man. Nations rise and fall. Freedom, give it and take it away. All by somebody's nasty snatch.
Your counsel, bravely, does my care expel. Whom could you recommend to swag me? Well, here come Bugarentis to a hair with Nick.
What?
The general, I long to see his prick. They say he swives all women to a trance.
Oh, God, so he's got, like, one of those swivel dicks?
It's a helicopter, like,
it's a hypnotist right wheel. Round.
Yes.
Just go to meatspin.com.
You'll spin me right round, baby, right
round. Baby, right round.
Right round, like a record, baby, right round, round.
I think it's after 38 spins it says that you're officially gay.
Something like
well,
that.
Oh, yeah,
like
I'm that, happy. Yeah. I love that song.
Madame, you'll say so when you see his lens.
Oh, he's a man, no doubt.
He has his charms. Where you have a stallion in your arms. He swipes with so much vigor. In a word, his prick is as good metal as his sword. That was weird.
Truly, I've heard it is both long and large.
Oh, it's the worth of girth, the legend of length, and the wonders of width.
Yes.
She's spreading it.
Then, with my open cunt, I'll give him charge. I'll hug and kiss and bear up till I die. Oh, let him swive me to eternity. Come, come, dear general. Oh, heavens, I fear 12 hours was... 12 hours will pass before I find him here. 12 hours? 12 years! Oh, I shall ne'er contain. Sit down and frig a while. Twill ease your pain.
What is... What the fuck does frig mean?
Masturbate?
Yeah.
Frig, a love goddess in Anglo-Saxon... So basically, diddle.
Yeah. I spring a leak. All hands to pump a maid.
She's a squirter.
Oh, gosh. Here, the queen, sitting in a chair of state, is frigged with a dildo by a lady officina.
By myself.
And the rest pull out their dildos and frig too, in point of honor. God damn it, the next two lines kill me. I'm drinking for reading ahead.
So there, yet more, you do not make it spurt. You do as if you were afraid to hurt. Madam, the fault in virtuoso lies. You should have made it of a larger size. This dildo but a handful is too short. Let him with speed be sent to for the court.
For two.
Oh, 4-2 to court. Shit.
Madame, your dildos are not to compare with what I've seen.
Alright. Indeed, they were paltry wear.
Shall dildos leave the pleasure half begun?
Hey, it's true. Oh, how the general in my mind does run. Let's to the grotto for a while repair. Eh?
Eh?
And sing a bowdy song. Perhaps the air
oh,
may
the grotto. Echo news. Oh, right. They're at the Playboy Mansion. That's right.
Uh-huh. Perhaps the air may echo news the generals to come. To whose stiff tarts I'll sacrifice my woe.
Don't do that!
Sing, fuckadilla. Charm us with a touch. See it no treat of chastity too much.
That's a strange word, but you're a broady crave.
If you body crave.
Yeah.
Oh, Val.
Oh, I didn't hear the I've choice.
I've choice.
I've choice.
I've choice.
You have no chance to survive. Make your time.
Hi, that's what we would have.
Song.
All right.
You can just read. You can read it like a poem. I don't care.
Come on. Can you turn my headphones up?
Yep.
Can you turn my headphones up? All right. Okay. All right. Rouse stately tars and let thy bollocks grind. Proceed. Heaven up for ours.
Heave.
And that let
heave up
let
for
the
ours.
Pussy kind it's indeed.
Oh, Jesus.
Thrust prittle with a force strong as any horse. Yeah, any horse. Spend till her cunt overflow. Joined with neighboring flood sperm below.
Oh, God.
Therein swooned will I drown as dead upon the shore.
And
rather than we wake, we should our own set. Said lead take, cause we can spend no more time. Let's do the course.
Of course.
When prittle cannot gain new breath, resurrection is worse than death. Yeah.
All right, so I gotta say that I think that's the medieval equivalent to turn down for what? Which is...
What? Yeah, probably.
Heave
turn
up,
down for what?
Heave up, fair arse.
Heave up,
fair arse! I think when it says chorus, I think everyone was supposed to read it.
Well...
Should we try that again?
No. I didn't
that
go.
Come on.
Resurrection is worse than death.
Actus Secundus. Six naked women and six naked men appear and dance. The men doing... obeisance.
Obey. Yeah.
Obey. Oh, no, obey! No! To the women's cunts, kissing and touching them often. The women doing ceremonies to the men's pricks, kissing them, dandling their cods.
Ling, 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 ling.
Etc. And so fall to fucking, after which the women sigh, and the men look simple, and sneak off. Enter Pricket and Swivia.
12 months must pass ere you will yet arrive to be a perfect man. That is, to swive as Pocanello does. Your age to 15 does not... Your age to 15 does but not now incline.
Logan.
You know I would have stripped my prick at 9.
Whoa, hold on.
Wow.
Woo. I have a videotape of my circumcision, but damn, that's taking it a bit far.
That elevated very quickly.
Yes. It's like stripping the bark, stripping a banana? Ugh.
Take a potato peeler to your dick.
No, Shukugeki no Soma.
I near saw it since. Let's see how much 'tis growing.
Oh god.
By heavens, a neat one. Now we are alone. I'll shut the door. And you shall see my thing.
She takes out a copy of Perfection and they start playing.
Strange how it looks. Methinks it smells like Ling.
What does Ling smell like?
Yeah. It has a beard, yes, and a mouth all raw. The strangest creature that I ever saw.
Oh.
Are these the beasts that keep men so in awe?
A Ling is a fish. It's a cod-like fish.
Oh, God!
What's with the fish? Oh, wait. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Cynthia, your pussy's messed up.
Yeah.
Go to see a doctor.
'Twas such a thing, philosophers have thought, that all mankind into the world has brought.
God.
'Twas such a thing our sire the king bestride, out of whose mouth we came.
Mouth. Not mouth.
Yeah.
I said mouth.
The devil we did.
More feeling.
This is the workhorse of the world's chief trade. On this soft anvil all mankind was made. Come, 'tis a harmless thing. Draw near and try. You will desire no other death to die.
I never called a vagina a soft anvil.
Is good. Death then?
Aye, but such a pleasing pain that it straight tickles you to life again.
I feel my spirits in an agony.
Is he saying that he's gay?
I think so.
No idea.
These are the symptoms of lechery. Does not your prick stand, and your pulse beat fast, and you desire some unknown bliss to taste?
My heart incites me to some new desires. My blood boils o'er.
I can allay the fire. Come, little rogue, and on my body lie a little lower yet. Now, dearest, try.
I'm a stranger to these unknown parts. And never versed in love's obliging arts. Pray guide me. I was ne'er this way before.
There, can't you enter now? You found the door.
Entering first.
I am the gatekeeper, and Logan is the keymaster.
I just imagine spreading the legs, and you hear...
I'm in, I trow. It is as soft as wool.
Ugh. Thrust then, and move it up and down, you fool!
I do,
oh
heavens! I am at my wit's end!
Isn't not such pleasure as I did commend?
Ugh.
Yes, I find cunt a most obliging friend.
I'm getting that printed on a bumper sticker
sister,
and put on my goddamn car.
I cannot speak. You've stabbed me to the heart.
Whoa!
I faint. I cannot 1 minute more survive. I'm dead.
Yep.
Oh, brother, but I am alive. And why should you lie dead? 'Tis increased my pain. Kiss me, dear bird, and you shall live again.
When did he turn into a bird?
Macaw!
Your love's grown cold. Now you can do no more. I love you better than I did before.
Oh, God, so she likes it flaccid?
I guess.
Prithee, be kind.
Some people are into that.
Isn't that, like, a great feeling? You know, after the man's finished, it just goes flaccid inside you. Doesn't that feel great?
No.
Sure, I did lately dream that through my prick there flowed a mighty stream, which to my eye seemed like the whites of eggs.
I'm never gonna have an omelet ever again.
I dreamt too that it ran between my legs.
Wow.
What makes this pearl upon my pintle's snout?
Sure, you fucked lately. Now your dream is out.
That I should lose my sense, heaven forbid. And yet, I scarce remember what I did.
Oh my goodness, he has short-term memory loss. All of the blood has exited his brain.
It was this cunt that made your piddle weep and lulled you into such a gentle sleep. Gave you those pleasures which your waking thought on all your senses have amazement wrought.
'Tis strange, methinks, that such a homely feat with such delight should all my senses treat. With such a gaping, hungry, hairy beast should from its maw give squeamish...
I don't think maw should ever be used in this context.
But yeah. Its strange influence I do admire. My heart is gutted, blooded, yet I still desire, which turns my freezing body into fire.
Whoosh.
All unknown pleasure do at first surprise. Try but one more. You'll find new joys arise.
And your dick!
It will your heart with more contentment fill. Besides the pleasure, 'twill improve your skills. Come, try again. 'Twill gratify your pain when you enjoy what half the world refrain.
I feel an air which does my blood unfold betwixt the summer's heat and winter's cold.
Oh, God, no. I ran ahead again, son of a bitch.
Drink, you fucker.
Prithee, I shall.
And no erection yet. Prithee, let's feel. Poor little thing. It is as cold as steel.
Wow.
I'll manage it, dispose it to my thrust.
Okay,
trust.
Here you go.
Trust.
I'll make it strong to act as well as lust. Stroke cunt and thighs.
I do.
'Twon't do, no doubt.
Oh, never fear. Thrust out your spirit with might and main.
A noise within.
Cough, cough. I hear someone coming.
Put it up again.
Enter Canticula and Drunkish, she sings.
Twas the touch of the finger and thumb and pretty soft palm that assured the ball and made it the sooner to come.
Beautiful.
You did my thought surprise.
Did my presence disturb your privacy?
Yes, go away.
No, we dare let you know what we have done. Come, we'll continue what we have begun.
Oh.
Sure. Sure, I have lost the virtue of my hand.
So basically, it's going to get turned into a threesome.
Yep.
Apparently.
Madam, I'll hold a piece. I'll make it stand.
Hey-o!
Sister, let go. Canticula shall try. Great virtue from her hand, I prophesy.
I'll not my goods into her hands in trust, but on these terms, that she who first does by the power of her prevailing hand make cod shrink up and pintle swiftly stand, shall have the flowing juice.
I love orange juice.
It's more like an apple juice.
It's more like egg whites.
No, it's more like egg whites.
Rope made from cods, it's probably fish juice.
Long, ropey
fish juice.
Son of a bitch, that is not what we're calling the episode. We are not calling it a
Yes, it is.
We are not calling it ropey fish juice. I will
ropey fish juice.
Yes, ropey
I will
fish
take
juice.
Off my mantle and leave.
Ropey fish juice.
Ropey fish juice.
All right, can ropey we please continue? Juice.
Okay.
Continue.
With all my heart, what says his princely grace?
Agreed. Sister, I fear you've lost your place. Now, for your credit, hold. Not quite so fast. The pleasure of itself is apt to waste. She dust with art.
Look how his cheeks glows.
There, there.
Oh, death, it overflows.
'Tis done, and you may thank your treacherous hand.
I would have held it if you had given command that I should lose a blessing of this place, but for this loss, I in tears could spend my eyes. Pardon, sweet prince, pardon this mistake.
Oops, sorry, I cut your dick off.
If all that I have recompense can make, here, prostrate that at your foot you may command my cantaros, where'er your prick will stand.
Oh, God!
You've let out all the spirits of my blood. You've ruined me. And done yourself no good.
Pick a door, door!
"'Twas your new office did ambition move to hasten to the center of your love, when in her journey she received a fate which hope and pleasure did anticipate. Muster your spirits up and try again.
Where power is wanting, will is but in vain. I've spent my last, and would fain retire.
That rhymed them really shit well in my mouth.
Would fain retire. To sleep an hour.
Will that restore desire?
No.
If it deceitful prove, adieu to fucking.
Adieu to fucking.
Sleep will all care remove.
Come, cousin, we'll convey him to my bed. You see, his spirits with our hopes are fled. Though he be living, he's as bad as dead.
Oh, no, Logan, you're as bad as dead because you don't have an erect penis.
Yeah. Wait, I just want to remind you of something. At the beginning of that scene, Prickett said he was 15.
Yeah,
Logan, you're 15!
Yeah, it's canon.
Yeah, he was 15, and the last time she had seen him was when he was 9.
Fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Exunt, leading him mournfully, Actus Tertius. Enter Contagracia and Bugaranthus. Oh, this is like the masculine one of yours, I think.
Yes. Let the last siege with this content be crowned. That which your prick has lost, my cunt has found. Your seed, sir. My pleasure. I will own. Wasn't my cunt so plentifully thrown that had all mankind, whose pentals I adore, with well-filled bullocks swivel me o'er and o'er.
Swived.
Why, fuck!
Swiveled!
None could in nature have obliged me more.
If kings are gods on earth, their queens shall make claim.
No,
of goddesses an unsurprised name.
Unusurped.
Unusurped name, what he said.
And fate in him must great perfection show, whose stars can please a deity. Deity below.
Deity.
Yeah, deity. Deity. Deity, deity, deity.
If I have pleased in so sublime a sense...
I don't like sublime.
I owe it to your cunt's omnipotence.
Wow.
Valerie, your vagina is a deity.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are you like Marvel canon now?
I don't know.
Wonder Woman ain't got shit on that pussy.
What vagina? This modesty in you does ill appear, whose virtues are to dare and not to fear, whose arms the strength of mighty Mars can prove, whose pricks the stender of the queen of love, whose bollocks, like a twin of worlds, contain those millions of delight in every vein.
Holy shit, it's just a goddamn penis!
But it's my penis.
Exactly. This and much more, Lord General, is due to those bless you.
Sorry.
To those perfections which I find in you. You must oblige me in this very hour. You know against all denial, Contus power.
I have the power
of penis.
Your favors, madame, are so far above the utmost merits of my vassal love. that should I court in lechery to obey, and in absence thrive my soul away, all my endeavors would at last become a poor oblation
to
your royal womb.
Still, from my love, you modestly withdraw, and are not by my favors kept in awe. When friendship does approach, you seem to fly. Do you do so before your enemy?
No, but by my head and by this honored scar, but toils of cunt are more than toils of war.
It's official, vagina is more difficult than fighting war.
Cunt. Cunt never changes.
Maybe he's gay. Fucking a toil? Good lord, you do mistake. Of ease and pleasure it does all partake. The soul that we can dear or happy call.
But love, like war, we must have its interval.
There's no we.
Must have its interval.
Nature renews the strength by kind response.
Repose.
Which an untimely drudgery would lose. Madame, we sigh as I celebrate the hour that stole away my love and robbed me of my power.
Oh my god, he was mugged.
Mugged of his direction.
Your cunt
offers to go.
You shall not go thus, dear Lord General. Stay!
In what my power admits, your will I must obey.
In the first place, give me a parting kiss.
Mwah.
Next. Ah! And next, my lord, the consequence of this. Once for a parting blow, once and no more.
A parting blow?
Could that have been I had once had obeyed before? Your menstruous blood does all your veins supply.
The fucking apostrophe in menstruous really irritates me.
With unexhausted lechery, whilst I, like a desert lecher, must retire.
Decrepit.
With prick too weak to act what I desire.
Exits.
Is he saying he's gay?
No, I'm spent. Jeez, woman.
No, I... honey, I love you, but the blood coming out of your cooch ain't turning me on.
I have a headache.
My dick's getting...
Dick has a headache.
Your dick also has a tiny, tiny fedora.
Oh, God. Not that again. Please get out with the fedoras. No.
Fedora and a mental. Or myrtle.
Myrtle.
Merkin.
I still like myrtle. Does my new passion to content remove the trophies of his honor and my love? Booger Antis, had my passion been decked with the state and grandeur of a queen, so lose the love I had not then betrayed. My love had more my majesty obeyed. My passion, like a prodigal, did treat...
Son of a bitch!
What?
There's a penis with a fedora!
What?
There's a penis with a fedora!
Of course there is!
You're welcome.
Now, you might think that might be a mini fedora, but that's actually a full-size fedora on a gigantic penis.
A full-size fedora on an Easter Island penis.
A lot of bands
penis
you've never heard of.
Dick man.
I hate my life. I want this ride to stop. I need to get off.
Uh-huh. All right, my passion, like a prodigal, or a prodigal, whatever.
It's prodigal, you got it right.
The treat, yep. With all the choice variety of meat. Damn, woman. And now the glutted lecher scorns to eat.
Exit. Enter Voluximian, Barastus, Pocanello, and Tuli.
Tuli.
Since I have buggered human arse, I find Pintle to cunt is not so much inclined. What though the lechery is dry, 'tis smart, and turkey's arse I love with all my heart.
Macaw.
He really should be using lube.
Not going on my resume. The lust in which those animals I see does far exceed all human lechery.
Oh, he's really fucking turkeys. Oh my god.
Their cunts by use improve their influence, whilst ours grow void of pleasure and of sense. By oft fermenting, cunt so big doth swell, that pintle works like clappers in a bell. all vacuum. No, no grasping flesh doth guide or hug the brawny muscles of its side. Tickling the nerves, the prepucer glands, which all mankind, with great delight and trance, I am going to throw up.
Nature to them, but one poor way doth give, but man delights in various ways to swive.
How simple was the lechery of old, how full of shame, how feeble, and how cold, confined to a formality of law, when wives their husband's pencils never saw, but when their lust or duty made them draw, they fucked with such indifferent delight, as if prick stood against its will in spite. First rub, then spent, then groaned, and bid good night. We the kind dictates of our sense pursue. We study pleasure still and find out new.
May as the gods his name immortal be, that firstest received the gift of buggery.
Alright, where are we? My thing totally screwed up.
You're at faces may change.
Hold on. Faces. Faces may change, but cunt is but cunt still. And he that fucks is slave to women's will. I turned into an SJW. And why, Barastus, should we daily bring one dish to feast the palate of a king? And strive with various sauces to invite the grandeur of his critic appetite. And still the meat's the same, the change doth lie in the sauce's great variety. But in the sauce's... Turkeys, god damn it!
Gobble, gobble.
Are you okay over there, Jeff? Okay. But I'm not okay. I'll never be okay after this. Yeah, Logan would also say good. But in the sauce's great variety, 'tis so with cunt's repeated dull delights. Sometimes you've flowers for sauce, and sometimes whites. And crab lice. Which, like buttered shrimps, appear. And may be served for garnish all the year.
Crabs! Crabs for everyone!
Crabs. Crabs as far as the eye can see. Enter Bugaranthus.
Dick first.
My liege, the general.
Brave man of war, how fares the camp?
Great, sir, your soldiers are. In double duty to your favor bound. They own it all, they swear and tear the ground. Protest they'll die in drinking of your health. And creep into the other world by stealth. Intending among
there.
The gods to vie their Sodom King with immortality.
How are they pleased with what I did proclaim?
They participate it.
They practice.
In honor of your name.
Practice.
They practice it in honor of Steve-O's name.
Yay!
No!
Fucking turkeys!
No woman's aid. Each buggers with content his own comrade.
They know 'tis chargeable with cunts to play.
It saves them, sir, at least a fortnight's pay.
Oh! Man, I can't even pay a whore. I'm gonna go fuck my best bud.
Oh yeah.
Fucking one percenters.
But arse they fuck and bugger one another and live like men and wife, sister, and brother.
Ew.
Dildos and dogs with women doth prevail. I say one friggin' with Coors bobtail.
It was I saw.
Sticking a dog's tail up somewhere it shouldn't be.
Yeah, no, it's not a pipe
not
cleaner.
Its, not its tail, dude. Not its tail.
My lord, she said, said she, I do it with David? Remorse, for I had once a passion for a horse. Who?
Whoa! Stop the train! Stop the train!
Stop the carriage!
I want to, for I had once a passion for a horse. And this isn't like a trainer, you know, very much caring for an animal. This is, I fucked a horse.
Yeah,
Captain the Great.
Let's dissect this. My lord, she said, so I guess he's talking about some
said
woman
she.
That spoke to her. So, some woman fucking a horse right now? Okay.
A horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse.
My dickdom.
For I had once a passion for a horse, who in a moment grieved and pleased my heart. I saw him standing pensive in a cart. with padded eyes and back with sores oppressed, and heavy halter hanging on his chest.
Crest.
I grieve for the poor beast and scratch his mane. Pitied his daily labor and his pain. When a sudden form his scabbard flew.
A sudden from.
The sun. The start. The starkest heart that ever mortal drew.
The stateliest. As in, like, this thing could be a senator.
Yeah, which, clinging to his belly, stiff did stand.
No!
I took and grasped it, loving in my hand.
With my loving hand.
And in passion moved it to my cunt.
No,
but he to womankind, being not wont, drew back his engine through my cunt could spare perhaps as much room as his lady mare.
I don't know.
At length I found his confessor such that he would none but his dear mistress touch. Urged by his scorn, I did sigh to part, and to despair surrendered my heart. Now wandering o'er this vile starving land, I am content with what comes next to hand.
Wow.
Bad dragon, yes, bad dragon.
Such yes. Women ought to live, pray find her out. She shall a pintle have, both stiff and stout. Bollocks shall hourly by her cunt be sucked. She shall be daily by all nations fucked. Industrious cunts should never pintle want. She shall be mistress to my elephants.
Your honor is matchless.
I'll do't. Let her swive. I will encourage virtual while I live.
Well, Officina, if she would ever, the title of Grand Cunt belonged to her.
Oh, God! So, Val, can I please get you, like, an official, like, workplace label that just says Valerie Grand Cunt?
No. Do not put my name on this.
Do you want me to reread the last line?
Reread yes. The last line, please.
With ease you may thrust in your double fist.
She has a good cunt as ever good. Pissed.
As good a cunt.
Say the whole line again, please.
Yes, she has as good a cunt as ever pissed.
That's a weird way to phrase it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That yeah. Mighty orifice of nature's gate gave once delight, but ne'er did propagate. Products spoil cunts, flux does allow that what like woman was, it makes like cow.
Well, wow. Well, the fetus has kept falling out. But fruitless cunts by figging may be spoiled when they use diltos big as a newborn child.
Whoa.
I didn't read ahead?
Enter Tuli.
My liege, a stranger at your royal gate, does from Gamora for a message wait. Who 40 striplings now does with him bring?
Oh, 'tis a present from our brother king. Conduct him in, 'twas very kindly done of brother...
Come on!
Hold on, I can do this.
Yes, you can.
Of brother... Tarsole.
Dickhole!
This has saved my son! I love strange flesh, a man's prick cannot stand within the limits of his own command, and I have fucked and buggered all the land. Pleasure should strive as much in time of peace as power in time of battle to increase. Tuli enters with the striplings.
Oh, wow. So he's basically saying that he got circumcised?
I have no idea.
Well, a man's prick cannot stand within the limits of his own command. No?
I think, like, he's saying that his penis does not follow his own control.
He's saying he can't control himself.
I can't.
Okay.
Val, I can't. It's out of control! So beautiful
a Tarsole.
Tarsole. So beautiful a troop I have not seen. How fares our brother Tar's hole and his queen. Val, you can be messenger.
Yes. Oh, hail and health from these were sent by me, and this from them vouchsafe, O king, to see.
Delivers a letter. Of the fairest of the damsels for the... Let me start over. I have a drink.
Uh-huh.
Of the fairest of the damsels for the remembrance in manifold expressions, joy in your gates, honor in your high places, and in your retirements, pleasure in abundance, Gamora, Tarsol. Tis well, stranger, thanks, and go tell thy lord that what the limits of my land afford, he may command, like me, what cunts do live within my precincts that are fit to swive. By Thule intends to send a score of modern virgins, if we can find more. We shall with careful expedition send, meanwhile our love and honor recommend. Thule divert the stranger while he stays with wine, and with our Sodominion plays. Receive him kindly, my commands fulfill. And let him fuck and bugger what he will. Here are my valued gems. These are to me more than the riches of the treasury. God damn it.
Say it.
Pointing to the boys.
Points to
I will fuck these boys.
What does my crown and jewels do me good? Jewels and gold or clay to flesh and blood. Grace every chamber with the handsome boy. And here's my pretty darling and my joy, pointing to one of the boys. Go and prepare what to my pleasures do. The choice of their apartments left to you. Exempt all but the king and a boy. This is totally not on the record. Come, my soft flesh, and Sodom's dear delight, to honored lust thou art betrayed tonight. Lust with thy beauty cannot brook delay. Between thy pretty haunches, I will play.
Exit on this.
Actus Cortus. Quartus. Enter Officina, Fuckadilla, Canticula, Clitoris, and Virtuoso. Where's Logan? There needs to be more Logan in this story.
You gave me a bunch of fucking bit parts, you shit lord.
I gave this at random.
Let's see the late improvement of your art. These dildos are not word apart.
There you go, Logan. You got parts now.
So I'm doing Canticula from now on?
Yes.
But did Fuckadilla read their line?
I was about to.
Yeah.
They are not stiff.
The muzzle is too short. So, too small.
Same diff.
Steve-o?
Oh, shit. Nor long enough.
Lord, that's all in all. Wherefore, Virtuoso, do you bring so weak and such a bubble of a thing?
Gesundheit!
<Thank you. laughs>
Madam, the philosophical demonstration? These are invented with full intention to gratify the most ingestive veins. That coarse in blood or seed in yolk or strain.
Oh, fee! This curse exceed a virgin's ten. This is what nature gives to a man.
I'll hold a fucking! Let the truth be known. He made it by the measure of his own.
Madam, tis done, and I'll be judged by all. The copy does exceed the original.
Who shall try first?
I'll...
Say no disgrace. If I, before your ladyship take place, more pricks have I enjoyed, I'll make appear. And I have more experience by 5 years.
If by seniority you claim your due, I had a cunch when no man thought of you. It makes me laugh to see those gossips strive for an estate when the true heir is alive. All your properties are secure, I think. I bore a child when you was meat and drink. Produce sweet sire, a lively yard. I'll vow I would pawn honor to make trial now. So long, so trim.
So plump, so lily white.
So rough, so stiff.
Oh my god, guys, please.
So jointly, so upright. Damn silly dildos, had I but the bliss of
once enjoying such a prick as this. Yes, I would his will internally obey, and every minute contribute.
Why are you in pain?
He's not, he's coming.
No, that's not coming, that's pain.
You don't know what pleasure is, my young man.
You are too amorous, Fee. Look away.
Let me look on until my thoughts do give by strength of fancy what I should receive.
Thought a time and experience of my judgment tell, though you are God damn it, I'll stop over. Time and experience does my judgment tell. So you work dildos and make merkins well. You have the finest yard that e'er saw I saw.
A god to rule and keep our sex in awe. Oh, let me kiss it. I'll have it in my hand.
Okay, this is getting way more malicious than I wanted it to.
Madam, you are all power. Oh, command. In every charm you rally in surprise. From your kind looks such influence does arise. You raise my frickin' frigate with your eyes.
Jesus, getting an eye job, Jesus!
Ah! Oh, now, my dear parts of womankind, can give what your abortive love can find. My loving cunt will give more joys to you than all the beauty of mine eyes can do.
Thanks for giving me another bit part, Steve.
I don't do this on purpose!
Uh-huh.
Takes Logan by his prick.
I tell you what, you'll get every non-assigned part from now on, you dick.
No, not Logan. It's
there are no
lack of sign.
Yeah, there are. Oh, there is.
Zozo takes him by the prick.
Yes.
I'll take everybody by the prick, apparently. This engine made of human flesh and grain.
Vroom, vroom.
My drudging pleasure, our delight and pain. The prince profit, the poor man's joy and care. The cuckold silk. Certainly, the rich man's despair. Direct thyself to my indulgent cunt, thou kind reliever of all women's want.
You sound like a frog.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Ribbit. My power long since was in the puddle drowned. See and behold, the seed lies on the ground.
Hell aren't tis so. Oh, madam, I'm cursed.
Steve,
I'm so indisposed right now.
What now? Not well?
Now Prick has done his worst. That bliss for which my cunt so long did.
Well, I don't think you added enough, like, C's to that.
Cunt.
Trying to speak German now.
Oh, God. I think I would get spittle all over the walls.
Die Kant!
So fancy. I don't know. I don't know German well enough for that. Ich weiß nicht Deutsch. Aber ich liebe Deutschland. Aber, my favorite German pickle line. Du sollst nicht schreien.
For a second, I thought you said my favorite German pickle.
Yeah, me too. That's what I heard.
Alright, that bliss for which my cunt so long did stay, he gave to fancy and twist thrown away.
And this.
Tis.
Thus, this, with lovers young and full of fire, fruition, death, is as forward as desire. They're apt to make their compliments before they come to see the keyhole of the door. Oh, cursed imposter. Quash to perfect joy.
What the fuck does quashed mean?
Quash. I don't know.
To put to an end.
Is to request a court to render a previous decision of that court or a lower judicial body null and invalid.
Wow. Okay.
It's also a dark type non-damaging move in Pokemon.
What?
Awesome. I'm sorry. That does love's fruit before this tribe destroy. The words of Tarsus may well make such moan.
Moan.
When the prickmaker cannot rule his own.
Exeunt omnes. Actus Quintus. A grove of cypress and other trees cut in shapes of pricks. Several arbors, figures, and pleasant ornaments. In a banqueting house are discovered men playing on tabors?
Tabors?
Dulcimers! With their pricks.
Tabors is a small drum, often having a snare.
Instruments with their penises.
Dicks. I just
want to bang on the drum all day.
Oh god, keep reading.
And yes. Women with Jews harps in their cunts. For any of you that don't know, it's a Jews harp is also known as a jaw harp. And it's the thing that goes bing 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 bing
bing bing. A tambour is basically like, it looks like a tambourine without the little
So they're ruining many expensive ancient instruments. Fuck all that.
Jew harp.
That is what it's called. A youth under a palm tree sitting, Logan, in a melancholy manner sing.
Oh, gentle Venus, ease a prick that owns thy conta queen, that lately suffered by a lass, and spits out blood as green as grass. Whoa. And cankers has 15 under her hand, it panting lies, and fain it would not, but cannot rise.
As in, you can't get a full mess out of that penis.
Yeah, I got it.
And when it's got betwixt her thighs, it grieves to feel such poxy pain, and it draws back again.
Enter Biluximian, Barastus, and Pocanello. Which of the gods more than myself can do?
Alas, sir, they are pimps compared.
Is that a compliment or a diss?
I don't know.
I have no fucking idea. I'll heaven invade and bugger all the gods and drain the springs of their immortal cods. I'll make them rub till prick and bollocks cry. You've frigged us out of immortality.
No.
Basically, you have masturbated us out of eternal life.
No, yep. No, he fucked him in the ass until they died.
No, frigged is masturbating this. To
no,
frig.
Well, to he frig says, I'll make frig. Them rub.
Oh.
So he made while them while he's fucking ass.
He said, I will bugger all the gods. That fucked them in the ass.
And he's basically making them their bitch.
Enter Flux.
Hello.
Man of philosophy. Man of philosophy who pricks repairs. How chance so long thy counsels and thy cares have been a stranger to our courts?
O king, I have these 10 days been a sampling, endeavoring with all my art to cure the crying pains your nation does endure. The heavy symptoms have inflicted all. I now may call it epidemical. The pricks are eaten off the women's parts, all withered more than their despairing hearts. The children harbor heavy discontents, complaining sorely of their fundaments. The old do curse and envy all that swive, and yet in spite of impotence they will strive to fuck and bugger, though they stink alive. Their on nature did impose to rob her charter or pervert her laws, are taught to at last to break all former vows and do what love and nature disallows.
Damn, you talked for a long time. What act does love and nature contradict?
That for which heaven does these pain inflict, nor do the beauties of thy throne escapes. The queen is damned. Prince Pricket has a clap. Raving and mad, the princess is become with pains and ulcerations in her womb.
Ah. Oh, okay. You know what, Logan? You can take over for me for the rest of the fic.
No. No. I've got another part coming up anyways.
Curse upon fate to punish us for naught. Can no redress, no punishment be sought?
To love and nature all their rights restore. Fuck no man, and let buggery be no more.
No!
It does a propagable.
It does the propagable and destroy,
which nature gave with pleasure to enjoy. Please her, and she'll be kind. If you displease, she turns into corruption and disease.
One moment, my ass fell asleep. How can I leave with my...
Brain fell asleep too, eh?
Yep.
How can I leave my own beloved sin? that has so long, my dear companion, been.
Thank you, Stallone.
Sir, it will prove the shortening of your life.
I've been postponing this the entire night, but I've got to give it a shot. Then what? Then fuck, I already fucked it up!
Then must I go to the old hole, my wife? Why did the gods who gave me leave to be a king not grant me immortality? To be a substitute for heaven at will, I'll scorn the gift. I'll reign and buckle still.
The clouds break up and fiery demons appear in the air. They dance and sing. Logan!
Do we want cackling demons or do we want deep-throaty demons?
I don't even want either of those. I want, like, the most bureaucratic demon you could come up with. Very dour and bland.
Frig, swive, and dally. Kiss, rise up, and rally. Curse, blaspheme, and swear. Here are in the air. Those will witness bear. Fire your bollocks,
singes.
Singes. Sodom on the hinges. Bugger, bugger, bugger.
Way ahead of you, buddy.
All in hugger, bugger.
Hugger, mugger. Hugger, mugger.
Fire does descend. Tis too late to mend.
They vanish in smoke. The ghost of Cantagracia appears.
Wait, when did I die?
I don't... Off screen!
Oh, tyrant, thy day of doom just now is come. When thou and all thy skill shall be one funeral pile. My wretched spirit fears thy want of penitence and tears. I now hell's miseries partake, for thy damn sake we'll shortly meet again. With howlings, plague, and pain I'll stay for you. On the other side of the lake.
Descend.
Box on these sats. I'd rather have a whore.
Wow. Logan.
Oh.
Or I, a cunt's rival.
For heaven's sake, no more. Nature puts me in prophetic fear. Behold the heavens in a flame appear.
Let heaven descend and set the world on fire. We to some darker cavern will retire. There on thy buggered arse I will expire. Leering all the while on Pocanello. Enter fire and brimstone and a cloud of smoke appears. The curtain is drawn.
Finis.
It's not Finis. It's not like tennis.
That was a lot of fucking fun. Not gonna lie.
Yep. That was so beautiful.
Yeah, I learned a lot about buggering and also, like, pissing statues.
That was beautiful.
I don't think we have time for another story, unfortunately, so we're going to call it an early night. That was pretty exhausting, not gonna lie.
No, that was awesome.
For 1689, that was so beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful. I have no idea if troll or not troll. This has been Friday Night Fanfiction. Thank you very much to Lack of Sense and Nodachi for being our guest.
Hello.
Thank you to Logan for understanding that I'm terrible at show.
Yep.
I do understand this.
Thank you to Val and Sean for also understanding that I'm bad at show, but also not being nearly as intimidating as Logan.
Well, it's because you have to deal with me all day, every day.
This every day.
Every day.
And thank you very much, as always, to all of our lovely listeners and fans. This has been Friday Night Fan Fiction. We will be back next week, I think, with a three-part fic. This is going to be a long one. Settle in. And
oh, God.
It's been a really rough time.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fan Fiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Basically, let us know how much you like us, or don't like us, so we can continue improving on every aspect of this show. Or don't, because you're a jerk. The standard opener tells me that here is where I should put optional credits. Well, if I were going to put credits here, they'd be all about me. Showrunner, Steve-O. Edited by, Steve-O. Opener and closer done by, Steve-O. Broadcasted by Steve-O. Birthed by Steve-O. Ruined by David and Logan. But no, I don't want to put credits here, because I'm humble, damn it. Opening song, Analoch, Adrian's Sleep. Closing song, Xenon Odyssey and Dishu, Sunrise in Mabe. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon or giving CPR at the appropriate time. Be sure to be trained in automated emergency defibrillators. If you donate, I can assure you it does not go to furthering my pornography addiction, at least not until I can raise enough to get another 5 terabyte hard drive and another gallon of aloe. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Join the bandwagon, sheeple! To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships, especially if you're baddragon.com or divineinterventions.com. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all of your favorite social networks, like Twitter or Facebook or X-Hamster. If it's geeky, we got it covered, mostly in chocolate sauce.